morning, everyone, and happy Friday again. It comes around so quick. I'm Kirsty McGregor, accountant in residence at Capitalise and founder of the Corporate Finance Network. And today we have a returner guest. I'm not sure what the grammar is. We welcome back Sushil Patel from Kroll, who was fantastic when we spoke to him last September. And having looked at what's going on his LinkedIn, I was thinking, we need to talk to this man again. There is things afoot. So thank you, Sush, for agreeing to do this again.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thanks, Kirsty. And thanks for having me back on.
I know. I think you must be only the second person we've had back on. I think we've had one person back on talking about a different topic. You're the second ever, but you're the first talking about the same topic, which is what you specialise in, which is, of course, time to pay arrangements and HMRC's goings on and what their activities are and how they're responding to overdue debts. And we last spoke to you, and I went back to listen to it to recap, in September, and it feels a world away from where we are now. Because if you remember, Sushil, just before just before they announced the new Prime Minister, which was Liz Truss at the time, and then, you know, chaos reigned for several weeks, and then we ended up with another Prime Minister. So it all kind of went a bit crazy anyway around that time. But going back to the HMRC position, so I'm just going to recap some stats that you gave me at the time, and what I've found since is that you were saying overdue debt at the time for HMRC was slowly rising again. Post-pandemic, they collected a lot of the debt in, especially the VAT debt, and it had dropped to 40 billion, but then it went up to 42 billion. And I've just managed to find that, you know, the latest performance data, which is out for HMRC, which was December 22 figures, and I can see it's increased to 48 billion. I know we're due the March figures, but it tends to be a bit delayed, doesn't it, at the year end, the financial year end. So we might not get that for a few weeks yet. But you were saying that HMRC's enforcement team was fully staffed last September then, and they you expected that due to this overdue debt gradually increasing, you expected to see more increase in action being taken, like more field force visits, more issuing of security bonds, and ultimately more winding up petitions. So were you right? What has happened since? Is that been the case?
Yeah, thanks, Kirsty. I think, first of all, I think it's important to remind the listeners of the journey that HMRC has been on over the last few years. I mean, during the actual financial crisis itself, back in 2008, the overdue debt figure had reached in excess of 26 billion. Overdue debt since 2011 has stabilised at an average of around about 14. So, you know, and the other key point that's probably been overlooked because of the pandemic is that in the first quarter of 2020, overdue debt had actually increased to 22.5 billion, which effectively demonstrated the UK economy was already under stress prior to the pandemic, and it was likely due to the after effects of Brexit. So what we've seen since the pandemic in 2020 is we're in an unprecedented point in that the overdue debt figure effectively peaked at something like 70 billion in September 2020. And as you said before, that this was driven in the main by the automatic deferral of the June 2020 VAT quarter. So although HMRC was successful in collecting the majority of that deferred tax, as we stand today, HMRC has an overdue debt pile of just over 48 billion to collect. Now, HMRC, what I've seen and what we're seeing is that they're continuing to support businesses where there's sufficient merit to do so, but it's under pressure itself to collect this record level of debt. Now, from an enforcement point of view, because that's the last stage in terms of from when they obviously start the collection process, really, we really need to look at what has HMRC been doing in presenting winding up petitions against businesses, especially as the moratorium on enforcement has now ended. And especially with HMRC status as secondary preferential creditor, we're in a position where HMRC is now entering into an uncharted territory. So again, in order to assess the enforcement statistics, you need to look back at history, and you need to look in the history books to put everything into perspective. So prior to the pandemic, HMRC were on average presenting winding up petitions between 4 to 4,500 winding up petitions annually. In the 2021 and 2022 tax years, the number of petitions were negligible due to the moratorium, and petitions were only really generally presented against businesses where you've got the hint of fraud. So, you know, these petitions were less than 100 in both tax years. In the last tax year, for 2022-2023, HMRC presented just over 1,400 petitions. And in April of this year, they've actually presented around about 200 for that month. So based on this, what we can sensibly expect is that HMRC over the next 12 months are going to start to slowly increase their enforcement activities. So what we've also seen is that the number of field force visits have also started to increase as the large debt team have now also started to refer cases to the field force team. Now, the field force team, we usually would only get involved if the debt size is on average about half a million. What I've seen recently is that the field force officers are getting involved with cases of where you've got £1 million between million to million and a half. So, you know, the actual remit for field force officers is now increasing too. But we've also got to be aware that HMRC in its last report, on its last annual report, stated that the overdue debt level of what we've got at the moment, which is 48 billion, it's unlikely really to reduce materially. And although we expect the number of winding up petitions to obviously increase this in this tax year, in the short term, we're not witnessing any exponential increases just yet.
Okay, so it seems like we still have a little bit of time to get clients sorted, and you were certainly very very clear that during the pandemic HMRC were very supportive to businesses, which was, as we expected, was great. And the performance report I've seen though for December 22 says that the vast majority of tax debt is owed by small and medium enterprises, which we would expect. There's been very little change in the proportion of customers filing their tax returns, they say, but there has been a reduction in the number of customers paying on time, which suggests that customers remain willing to comply but are unable to pay on time. And then they refer later to, as you said, you know, continuing uncertainty about the underlying UK economy. So how sympathetic have HMRC seemed to be recently with the discussions that you've had around, obviously, yes, the pandemic happened, well, kind of 3 years ago now, but also more recently, not only did we have Brexit causing issues for some businesses just pre-pandemic, as you said, but more recently, over the last 18 months, we've had the difficulty with increase of costs and supply chain availability. So are they now taking this additional cash flow struggle into account when agreeing TTPs with you?
So HMRC has, you know, clearly demonstrated a more supportive stance towards UK businesses recently. And, you know, this is, you can see that from the actual figures in terms of the level of debt that's actually under the time to pay scheme. HMRC has currently got about 20% of its overdue debt currently in time to pay. So this naturally shows its support to UK businesses, because historically it was always around about the 10% figure. And we expect this to increase, this 20% figure to increase, if the underlying debt continues to rise. So HMRC are pretty much, you know, from all the conversations and all the negotiations that we've had in the last 12 months at least, very much live to the issues faced by UK businesses, the pressures caused by the tight labour market, inflation generally, energy inflation, interest rate rises that have obviously recently started to bite a bit more, and supply chain challenges, which are all, you know, these are all well-documented challenges that UK SME and mid-market businesses are facing at this moment in time. But equally, HMRC are now increasingly demanding that effectively all the stakeholders within the business equally, or to the extent possible, equally share some of that burden. So what we've been doing in a situation over the last few years is, or what we've really witnessed over the last few years is all the stakeholders effectively been playing fairly and amicably, where they've been reaching resolutions despite having competing aims underlying. But what we're now witnessing, especially in the first 5 months of this year, is that a lot of stakeholders have started to break rank due to the pressures that they themselves are actually facing.
Landlords in particular, I should imagine, and lenders, I suppose. Yeah,
absolutely. Lenders, shareholders, you know,
suppliers,
PE institutions as well. So effectively, this is only going to lead to further challenges for that business while it's trying to, you know, negotiate a plan with HMRC that effectively works with the rest of the stakeholders. So in the first 5 months of this year, what I've witnessed from the cases that we've really dealt with is that HMRC has been willing to renegotiate existing time to pays, but it very much depends on how that plan is constructed and presented to HMRC, along with, and equally as importantly, along with its compliance history and all the conversations that it's really had with HMRC prior to that. So what we know from our experience is that when you do approach HMRC in isolation, it'll seldom work, as you're more likely to encounter problems in the future.
Yeah, they're very focusing very much on the compliance issues, aren't they? So I guess the message for accountants has got to be, don't let your client breach any arrangements, or, you know, clearly try not to breach any deadlines anyway, but certainly not to breach any arrangements and get in front of them again before that happens. So I know you're great, Sushil, with being available to any accountant that wants to just talk things through with you. And I know you're quite, you know, your contact details are quite easily found on LinkedIn and on Kroll's website. So can you just remind our audience what level of tax debts you tend to get involved with? And then prior to that, how the business can help themselves and how their accountant can help them to get the best possible solution when negotiating with HMRC, if they do it themselves or whether they're presenting it to you to help with?
Yeah, so we get involved at all levels generally. And this ranges from debt sizes less than £350,000, where we negotiate with the debt resolution team, because that's their level. Mm-hmm. Right up to the large debt team, which deals with SME and mid-market businesses who have tax debt in excess of £350,000. Right up to the large business unit, which deals with the larger mid-sized businesses and the large corporates. So, you know, we absolutely get involved at all levels. But over the years, what we've really done is built up a good working relationship with all of these teams, especially the large debt team and the large business unit, where we can, you know, effectively where we understand from our experience their key requirements to securing that time to pay. At the lower end of the market, especially at the debt resolution team, it's quite common for our accountant network to use us as a sounding board, especially when negotiating with HMRC. And that could mean, you know, the accountant themselves negotiate it, or, you know, they're effectively acting as a further sounding board to their client. I mean, look, from my point of view, we welcome this because that gives myself and my team the opportunity to start to add real value at the beginning of the process, which means that, you know, we can effectively help in preempting any problems that that client may face in that negotiation process. So, you know, if we can have that opportunity to speak to that client beforehand with the accountant in tow, that just naturally helps. And that's just used, that's a service that we provide just as a sounding board. So it's important when discussing repayment plans with HMRC that you've got the approval and sign off from your major stakeholders, especially such as your bank, your invoice finance provider, any major shareholders, any loan note holders. It's effectively anyone whose support you're going to be counting on while repaying HMRC. If you're in a situation where, you know, you're anticipating future covenant breaches and you've identified them, it's important that you're going to be dealing with them early on. We effectively can help with the accountant to help the business guide them through that process, especially with their funder. So, you know, we can effectively assist with managing that stakeholder. But you've also really got to be aware, and you've got to be live. And I think we mentioned this before, is that you've got to be live to your previous compliance record. If you've got, you know, you've got to be prepared to discuss and explain if you've had any major lapses or any major breaches of your compliance record. Because what we're seeing is that HMRC are increasingly using your previous record and compliance history to effectively challenge you and attempt to use that as a tool to negotiate downwards the level of support that they're willing to provide. So it's really important that you have got a good handle on your compliance record and you're able to talk to HMRC about that at length.
It's behavioural, isn't it? So it's, I suppose, it's an assessment of risk for them going forward, whether they can, you know, trust that this business can deliver and whether their projections will stack up and they'll come true. You know, it's all they've got really, isn't it, is their past history.
Yeah, exactly. HMRC very much prefer the taxpayers and they prefer the businesses to make sure that all their returns are completed on time. I mean, getting them filed is probably one of the most important things that you can do as a business, making sure that they're filed correctly and filed on time. Payment is obviously a different issue, which, you know, you can negotiate with other departments and you can get access to the time to pay scheme. But, you know, not giving HMRC the visibility of the performance of your business is very much sacrosanct, and you must comply with that, especially if you're looking to secure that long-term support for HMRC.
And how long term are we talking? Because prior to pandemic, you know, you were lucky to get anything that was up to 12 months. Then we started to see some that were 18 months, even slightly longer, which was quite astounding over the pandemic period. And where are you at now, and what's typical?
Yeah, I think anything less than £350,000, I think, you know, you can, you know, the average what I'm seeing at the moment is around about the 18 month to 24 month mark. Anything less than £350,000, with a well-presented case, with a good solid compliance record. So yeah, absolutely. You know, within that zone, you can expect that level of support.
And then as the debts get higher,
that's where it becomes much more challenging. So you know, you can expect the average to be around about 12 to 18 month mark.
Yeah, more substantial businesses though, aren't they, as well, at that stage, so they should have access to other finance, I assume.
That's right, yeah absolutely.
Yeah, well, this has been really useful again, Sushil, thank you very much. It seems like, yeah, changes are, some of them are still good to hear, that they're still very supportive and there's still the time periods that we seem to be able to get, but it does sound like the mood is changing a little bit and things are ramping up. So now is the time, if you've got any clients with any overdue debts, to really have some strong conversations with them, put things in place, I think. A field visit is not a pleasant experience, is it? I know I used to work in insolvency and had the joy of some of those on the doorstep. So it's not something that you really want your staff to encounter at any point. So really good that you know, you've given us this insight into what you're seeing day in, day out. You know all the teams, and thank you very much for making yourself available again.
Thanks, Kirsty.